Thank you for holding. Is this Janet?
Yes.
Hi, Janet. My name's John. Hi. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Hi, John. I'm doing good.
That's what I like to hear. I'm one of the directors here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She's one of my favorites, but she was flagging me down. She asked me to come over and jump on the line to go over some pricing with you.
Okay.
Did you have any questions about the placement on Google or how any of it works, aside from just the cost?
No, I would like to know a little more. Of course, as soon as I opened this page for George, for our company, because this meant nothing, not that it's my husband, but he loves what he do and he likes to be busy. When this man is home, when no work, he goes crazy.
Oh, so you're telling me. I got two little boys, so.
So, yeah. And we also have, you know, not, everybody works because they need to do it. They have bills and stuff. We got a crew that we don't want them to go nowhere. You know what I mean? If we lose these guys, they are awesome workers. It's gonna be crazy because
that's the hard thing, right?
It's hard It's hard to find good guys.
Yeah.
They know how to do good, you know, good work, like George, you know, siding. They know how to do finish. They know how to do so much that George get crazy when he's not working. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I did the Google on my business, Google. I bring up all the information. I put up my phone number because he don't speak English. And like I mentioned, this is new for me. I am really happy doing this with my husband together. It's a totally new thing for me and I'm learning a lot and I want to learn more so that I can help my husband, you know, grow our company and not have my guys going with other people, you know, other companies to work. We want to keep, you know, our crew with us.
So, right.
Anything they help us, it'll be great.
Yeah. No, you sound great. That's it sounds a lot like my household. My lady doesn't speak good English either.
Oh, really? Where's she from?
She's from El Salvador originally, from San Salvador.
Oh, my husband is Ecuadorian.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you know. so my boys are half Salvi. And, she came here when she was 20. She's 29 now. So her English is still, very, very broken, though. She didn't really advance it. And I don't think she wants to. I mean, she tries really a lot. Obviously, me and her communicate very well. But, you know, with other people, she's not really comfortable. So even with...
Okay, you don't speak Spanish.
Yo hablo poquito español. Like, not a lot, you know? It's a language of love. You know, I've learned a lot from her over the last 7 years. So I understand more than I could speak. But when I met her, she didn't know anything. So it's like pretty much she was only here for like 2 years, and like all the English that she knows now is just from what we've learned from each other. So it's kind of interesting for us to catch feelings with each other before we could even speak. And then,
Like me and George, it's the opposite. We both speak Spanish, obviously. I'm from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I'm trying to help him, you know, understand and communicate at least the basic.
Right.
So that when I'm not around, he can, you know, feel comfortable talking to, you know, the constructor when it's in English, because, you know, a lot of Brazilians.
Music helps a lot. Music helps a lot. If you show them like your favorite songs in English, and then just kind of listen to them together, it's a good bonding experience too. You know, just play them out loud in the house.
Oh yeah.
And then he'll ask you too, like, "Oh, what does that mean?" You know, in Spanish, and then you guys can just bounce things off each other, and that's a good, really good and natural way to learn and fun. You know, I noticed when we tried to do like Rosetta Stone and stuff, it just became frustrating, almost like you were forcing it. You want the stuff to just come naturally as you're going, you know.
Yeah, that's what I said. Stop watching too much Spanish, you know, movies and shows and whatever. Focus more in English, because this is what happened to me. That's how I learned English.
My girls
going to school.
I learned so much Spanish, because, you know, it would be crazy. Every time I'd come home from work, I would hear that She watches this show, this soap opera, Caso Cerrado. You ever heard of that?
Cerrado?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Every day I come home, Caso Cerrado. I'm going, oh, God.
That's
turn it
all
off.
The time.
Yeah.
Hey, otro, there's another one, Enamorándonos, or whatever, that's coming back as a show. It's like I don't know. It's something that he likes to watch, and they took a break, and it's the third season or whatever.
That's
yeah.
So funny. So. Yeah, it's funny. But we have our boys now. They kind of translate anything. So if it does get lost in communication, they kind of laugh at us, especially our oldest one. He kind of laughs. Like, you guys,
oh, wow.
Guys are funny, you know? Like, he understands, like, where I'm messing up or where she messes up. And he's just like, I don't understand.
Wow.
How he understands us both really well, but we don't understand each other as well as he understands us. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you're familiar with like H&R Roofing or U Brothers Construction, Patriot Contracting. Those are the three companies that are up there now. If you did a search on Google for siding, in Farmingham.
Uh-huh.
So that's actually where we're talking about listing you. And it's a top recommended business section, for people who are looking for siding, right? On Google. So if they just go in there and type in siding. So the programming we do is we go into your Google business page and we have an algorithm, which is just a fancy word for a math problem. Google gives us access to it because we're their partner and we maintain these profiles for them. That's how they make money. We just go in there and do the programming and we make sure that you show up as a top recommended option to the people who are, you know, within about 40 miles of you, surrounding. So if they type in those services rather than just your business name, they're seeing you. And the way that that's good is you'll look at the companies that are up there. They're good companies. Like if anybody was going to be able to steal your employees, it would be those guys. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like U Brothers Construction. Wow. Because when you're up there, that's where 90% of people are going to look and make their decision. They're not usually going to page 2 or page 3. And they're not going to Bing or Yahoo or any of those other platforms in order to look for things. You know, everybody just Googles it. So the Home Advisor by Angie's program that you guys are using now actually puts themselves on Google to get the leads that they sell to their customers. So all we're doing, if you guys come on board and secure the spot that we have open, is we're putting you in a position where there's no middleman there, you know, basically capturing the call and then selling it to you. The customer can just call you directly live. So you get, like, live calls from people who are just looking for a siding contractor in your area. You know, they found you on Google. They see your reviews. They see the website, the name, the phone number. They call you directly. So it's if you could do anything with what you're using now, I'll tell you this, you'll love this. Like, that program is difficult. And then if you cancel them, you lose all the reviews and the credibility and the reputation that you build up. They kind of hold it hostage to get you to keep paying for them each month. The Google My Business stuff, you'll still have all those reviews that we build up from you being up there. It'll still exist. We can't delete your Google Business profile, you know. So it's establishing yourself long-term, and that's what's going to really, you know, lock you guys in as far as keeping those guys busy with a consistent flow of jobs, but also keeping them on board and working for you, because everybody wants to work for a reputable company, you know? Like, who doesn't take pride in, you know, if you look up siding contractors, we're the best siding contractors in Farmingham. You don't have to take my word for it. You could just pull up your phone and ask Google who's the best siding contractor. And we're up there.
Oh, my God.
So that's definitely like a pride thing. I take pride in what I do a lot. I tell people, you know, if you looked up Google advertising or best SEO companies in the United States, you know, we're smack right there as the number one, and we're partnered with Google. So I take a lot of pride in working for a company that's partnered with Google, and that's kind of why I stay.
How do you guys, I was going to ask her, what's the name again? That very
Global
nice.
Splash. Mm-hmm. Oh, the girl? Tara.
Listen to the girl. What's her name?
Tara. T-A-R-A. Tara.
Tara?
Tara with a T. Like Sarah, but with a T. Tara.
Oh, Tara.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did Angeli find us on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they contact us. Mm-hmm. And then, so, I was talking to somebody in English, and then I ended up asking for someone to sign so my husband can, you know, understand and listen to what is this about. So we got involved. They charge us, I don't know, some money to be a member. Now we want to cancel that because we're not happy. And so, but I mean, I want to know, how do you guys, you know, find us? Like,
so you have to qualify. So honestly, doing that though probably helped you qualify for this. We don't actually create the qualified candidates list. Google does that. So they just tell us, hey, you know, this spot's open for this industry, and they tell us who qualifies, and then they give it to my reps, like Tara. There's like 40 of them down there, the call center. And they call out on that spot until they fill that position. Once that position fills, we move on to a different industry, a different area, and we obviously, you could do this from anything from like a pizza company all the way up to like a commercial building, you know, construction company. It could be a huge construction company. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic. I talk to business owners from all walks of life. I have guys that do charter boats and fishing that put themselves on Google as the top option because the search results are the same no matter what you're looking for, right? That page looks the same. Right. A map will pop up and then three top recommended options for that search criteria. So we do the optimization for all kinds of businesses. And that's why Google is so wealthy. Like about 85% of Google's income comes from business owners who pay to have themselves on the first page. It's like the modern day yellow pages.
That's one of the people that George follow on TikTok. They talk really good about, you know, Google. We were watching this guy talking, and you know, he was one of the guys that said something bad about Angeli and recommend us to, like, quit that, like, you know, just get out of there.
Yeah.
And focus on Google and other people that are gonna be, like you, is interesting and help us build this, like get more customers. Also, George loves, not only he do regular houses, new houses, old houses. George loves working on buildings. He did work last year in Vermont. They did a nice, huge, you know, building, like I don't know how many squares. And he loved that too. So in the meantime, if he wants to work every day, and now if we got this house, we got to wait for the materials, so he's sitting home going crazy because he doesn't, he's a busy man. He likes to be busy. And I was saying to him, something's going to happen. Don't worry. I told him, yes, be faithful. Things happen for a reason. And so someone's going to, exactly. I told him, don't get desperate.
Yeah.
Just be faithful. Yeah.
Just have faith. Well, that's what faith is. Just believe in things you can't see yet, you know? But obviously we have the listing available. That's huge. And I think once you guys see this work, it'll really bring things together. Once you're seeing yourself up there, your employees are seeing you up there, your customers are seeing you guys up there. You know, just the awareness that your company's up there and you're well, reviewed and have that kind of reputation. You know, that's going to go leaps and bounds. I mean, some people, they work for years and years and years to try to build their reputation to a point, you know, where they're established like that. And so us getting in there and having the spot open, doing that optimization, you know, getting you that kind of exposure will really cement you guys for the long haul if you're planning on staying in this area. So unless you move, that's the only real hiccup that you would have.
No, I don't think we I don't think George wants to go far, because most of our guys they live here in Framingham, his nephew also, and we're gonna have probably like three more guys. They they're from Ecuador. They're, you know, they're family, but they haven't been able to get a place down here. But they coming once we move out, because we move into an apartment, so we can leave him, you know, his nephew here. Then George is gonna have three more guys. That's gonna be total 10, because he wants to make it a group. Like, this is his dream. I want to have one group working here, the other group working there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's also a really good feeling to be able to help your family. You know, when I first met my lady, her dad, I mean, also does not speak English till this day. I tried so many times, you know, it's always like the sweetest, most awkward conversations. But he's actually the manager for our painting company. So we have a painting company outside of this. And, you know, he was already painting. This guy could do anything with a house. Like, he could build a house from scratch. That's what he was doing in El Salvador before, and he still chose to come over here just to have a better life for his kids.
Wow, right.
Yeah, but he can literally, like, do amazing things. It's just the language barrier, right? So I was like, okay, well, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, we can start a company. When one of these spots opens up, I'll get it up there. We'll build a pipeline of business. And then once the pipeline's built up, I'll have you leave and you manage it. And, you know, you can have a crew. And so that's what we did. You know, it took like 2 to 3 months of doing it. Like, I paid like 2 or 3 months in a row. Obviously, I got a good deal from the company. But we built the pipeline up, and he was able to go ahead and leave that other job, and now he's the manager, and we have guys. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's times where we've had to go, you know, roll the dice on some people. We picked up some guys from Home Depot before, you know, a couple times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, you know, as long as we have the guys to get the job done, and he's overseeing everything, and the customer's happy at the end of the day, then, you know, we didn't generate any bad reviews. But that's been ongoing for over a year now, and it's been going great. And he just, you know, we've brought in people in from her family. They have a huge family. I don't know if that's just part of their culture, but, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I get off of work, I'll go to the gym, and she's like, that's my uncle. I'm like, from which side? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, from your mom's side or your dad or...
Yeah, Lord, there'll be like a guy I already know for like a year that I've been seeing at the gym, and she's like, oh, that's my family member. He's actually on my mom's boyfriend's, or it was like my mom's sister's boyfriend. I'm like, oh, what the heck, you know, I'm like, it's a lot. Yeah, they have a huge family. So I feel like when they came over here, they all kind of came to the same area, and then they hang out together, and they work together, and they build their business together, so... I can kind of understand that from his perspective, if he's going to, you know, bring in people that he knows already, but to give them an opportunity. Because when you come from over there, they say, oh, it's the land of opportunity here. And it is, but you have to really create your own business. It's not – most people that have businesses, they're not so quick to hire people from outside because of the paperwork or things like that, you know. So, So that's all things we, you know. How to jump those lines, and we're still dealing with an attorney right now, actually, for my lady, but that's a whole other story. Anyway.
So, Carl sent me a link.
Oh, yeah.
But it has, you know, local splash, and then when I go down the page is the
pricing,
know,
for the...
Yeah, the pricing.
Yeah. So, this is why she asked me to jump on the line, is because I've been here for 10 years. I can reduce some of these pricing structures. So what she wanted me to do was to put you on the platinum package, but reduce the cost down to just $299 for the platinum. Yeah. And that gives you everything you need online marketing-wise, that platinum. You don't need anything else after that. And then also you'll see in the fine print there's a $299 setup fee. She asked me to have that waived for you. So, you know,
that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, it would save you about $600 off the initial investment, and then each month moving forward, you'll keep that rate. So it's not just the first month thing. You'll actually keep that $299 pricing structure for as long as you choose to be on that first page. So it won't go up on you. It'll save you $300 every month.
So this would be something that it would be $299 a month?
Mm-hmm. It's month to month.
Okay.
So it's about $10 a day, really, if you break it down, but it's month to month. So everybody that's up there, I mean, you know, they're coming back at their own will. I think that says a lot. Mm. You know, a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for our services every month unless they're seeing good return on their investment. So I'm really comfortable with $299. I think that's going to put us in a position to work together long term. And that's kind of why it's in our best to give you those discounts, too. Because we want somebody here that's here for the long term. You know, I'd much rather have somebody I work with be here for 12 months than for somebody to try it for a month and say, oh, well, you know, I spent $898 on the first month, but we only had 3 jobs, and those jobs made us like $1,500 back. Then you're really like, do I want to keep doing this? You know what I mean? But If it's $299, you see those numbers the first month, and the numbers just keep growing, obviously. The more you're established, the more reviews you have, the more we build up your reputation, you know, the opportunities just keep flowing in more and more and more. So I know the first month we'll be able to show you a good enough return on investment to where you guys will feel comfortable coming back and continuing to use the service, at least at this price.
I mean, that would be great, because with this bad experience, not too long, we got, you know, a member with this injury, and now it's Home Advisor, whatever the name is, and then we're not happy, and George was really upset, you know? And this is something that gives me, talking to you guys, it gives me, you know, positive. I was a very negative person. I learned that you have to be faithful, you have to have faith, and you'll be positive and say things like, you know, this is for a better, you know what I mean? And I'm looking, I opened the link and I've been looking at everything it's on this page. And
if you look us up, we have an amazing track record too. Like, we've been in business since 2004. Like I said, it's a place where I'm proud to work here. You know, I've been here for 10 years and I've helped a lot of people, and it, you know, on both ends, I see how it's definitely beneficial. So, I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to kind of chime in and say that, you know, if you do any of the Google searches for Local Splash, you know, you'll see thousands of reviews, you know, and they're all like almost 5-star for all of them, you know, combined. I think that says a lot too. Not just that it's a month-to-month service and these people are coming back at their own will, but the fact that they're writing good things. You know, people are more inclined to say something negative than they are to say something positive, especially when it comes to writing reviews. You know, if something really upsets you, you'll hop on there and you write a review. You know, if you have a really good experience, a lot of times you're just kind of like, oh, that was nice, and you just forget the review, you know? Just kind of go up. So accumulating those positive reviews says a lot about a company. You know, those people, like even U Brothers Construction, which is ultimately going to end up being like a competitor for you guys, but they have like 217 reviews and they're 4.9 star. I think that they've probably had, you know, thousands of customers actually.
Right.
And that's just a small amount that went and wrote the review. You know?
Well, I think my husband is going to be happy if we doing this with you guys. That'd be great.
If you could do anything with Home Advisor, that's what I was saying earlier, that Angie's program is crazy. So we'll save you a lot of money on lead fees there and get you more calls too.
Okay. So let's do this. I'm going to have a conversation with my husband and talking about everything we talk about, you know, and if he's agreed, which is, I know he's going to agree, because a lot of people that he follows in TikTok, they talk really good about, you know, what we spoke right now, Google and all this.
Well, Tara actually, I think she talked to him first. Like, we had a bilingual rep talking to him because Tara was having a problem speaking with him. And then he gave her your number.
Wow.
Yeah. She said, talk to George. He says to call wife. Her English is better and she handles it.
What do you think about that? Is my English good?
Yeah, your English is great. But we also have bilingual reps here.
In case they want to talk to him, you don't feel like he's excluded from, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want him to.
Oh,
100%. Because he's looking at me talking in English to people, and he's like, what are you guys talking about?
No. We have, actually, we have people, Ecuadorian people, some Salvadorian, some Mexico, so we have plenty of fluent Spanish speakers. I'm sure he may, you know, find somebody that has the exact slang that he has that I could set him up with in the customer service department here. So, yeah, we have bilingual reps, and sometimes guys tell me straight out, like, hey, you know, I understand everything, but I prefer Spanish, and we, you know, I go ahead and have them work with a Spanish rep moving forward. So every time they call in, they actually automatically, you know, get transferred over to a Spanish representative. That way he doesn't have to feel that way, you know.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to do this. I just want to conversate with George, and then you tell me when we can, I mean, it's going to be at some point that we got to put this money, you know, down, right? The $299.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're looking to fill it. I mean, I could get you set up, but I don't want, you know, I don't want you to feel like, we're going around him either, though. You know, I just know that, we got your information, or we're told to contact you after speaking with him. Cause I believe she originally called a 0717 number, and then we got this one.
Yeah, because he's going to be like, no, you know what, hold on, let me get, you know, more, explain more what's going on, and then...
Yeah, I mean, if I was against something, because, like, we had a Spanish rep speak to him briefly, and then he, you know, if I was against something, I would just tell the people right there, I don't think I'd have them call my lady. You know? So I think he's on board with it, but I don't want to speak for him either, you know.
Right. So yeah.
Do you think he would be opposed to you guys trying it out if it's a month-to-month program, and then obviously the discounts that I'm applying there?
Yes, please.
Okay. So you want to move forward?
Yeah. Well, when it's about that, I don't know. Like I said, I would like George to get to know this.
Yeah. Well, we still have a client interview. So basically, like, if you say yeah and you want to sign up, obviously, yeah, there's a $299 price. You're only committing to 1 month of service, but then we'll have a client interview, okay? The client interview is where we sit down with both of you, and then we can interview you guys on the specific services you want to show up for. That way you're getting qualified calls, the service area, you know, getting the website set up. We'll obviously interact a lot moving forward, right? We're going to be managing the profile for you guys. The reason I'm pushing for trying to get it set up is because my reps are calling out on the spot now. So usually when that happens, they kind of send me calls until the spot fills. Like Tara, for example, there's like 40 of them down there. So once the spot fills, I don't really have anything to offer you guys. I mean, we do provide like website and other services, but the money maker in this whole conversation and the whole purpose of this call is to fill that first page placement on Google.
Okay. So we can actually settle this, and then I can have George, when he gets here, be like, okay, so let's do this. Let's pay, you know, whatever, you know, the $299, and I'll explain to him really good. Also, if he doesn't understand, then we already got our numbers. Exactly. I can get someone to explain to him so he understands, because sometimes I explain things my Puerto Rican language.
Yeah. So this is the easiest way. Yeah, no, I know. I have a tia that's my mom's best friend. She's like my godmother, but I call her my Aunt Titi. She's Puerto Rican. So like my godmother growing up, so I was raised with Puerto Ricans.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I know they got a lot of spice. Beautiful ladies, usually they got nice tan skin and curly hair. She saw it all the time. I am Boricua, she's telling me all the time. No, but there's what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought there. We have bilingual reps.
By us starting doing everything now, is it required right now for us to, like, for me, like, for us to pay right away? Or
in order to secure the listing and take it off the board so that way no other company is getting it, yeah, we would have to secure the first month's payment of the $299. But there is also another option. If your concern is the price, I could put you on that pro package. That's another thing we haven't discussed. That pro package.
No, I don't think George would complain about the $299. Month to month. I don't think it's a bad, it's a good deal. So I don't.
Yeah,
think it's
the best way to explain
happy.
It to him. This is what I was trying to say, or I lost my thought. The best way to explain it to him is just if you go to Google on your phone and just type in sighting. Like, Google already knows where you are. And then you'll show them, like, hey, look at these companies showing up first, you know? If we do this, they'll see George W.J. sighting there, you know? That's the simplest way to explain it. And then, like, we'll take care of the website. We'll make sure that he has all those things. I think once he sees that, it makes a lot more sense because it's not a tangible product. So if you're having trouble, like, kind of explaining to him what it is that we're doing for him, you know, that's the easiest way. Just be like, type in the service you guys provide. You know, they're making it so now, and the customers are seeing us there as an option. Because right now, they don't see you as an option. So 90% of those calls, you know, are going, well, more than 90%, obviously, about 100% of those calls are going to go to a competing siding company rather than you guys, just because they don't see you guys as an option there. So for some people, it's a luxury. For others, it's a necessity. You know, it's 2022. If you don't show up at the moment that the people are doing the search, you know, your chances are slim to none of getting them. So right now, what you guys are getting from Home Advisor by Angie's is people who do that search on Google, and maybe my guys are too busy or they bypass these guys. They go and click on the Angie's listing, and Angie's is telling them, or the Home Advisor by Angie's is telling them, hey, we'll have some trusted contractors contact you. So they know they're going to get calls from like four or five different siding contractors, and they'll listen to all five of them, and then they'll call back the guy with the cheapest rate, or, you know, whichever one they felt comfortable with. So you guys are basically paying just to compete with four or five other people on a lead that's coming from a Google search, whereas if we have you at the top here, you know, these people can just call you directly as a live call off the first page. And that's what most of them do. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I was saying, like, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, and he's even happy with that, then, you know, he'll love this. This will be a no-brainer for you guys, especially if you can pair them side by side to see, you know, what's best for you.
Okay. Let me see what I guess that is. I'm gonna have to call him because when we did Anjali,
you know what we could do too is like, just so that they're not selling it out, like trying to transfer me another call. Do you want to try to bring him on the line, or like give him or you could put me on hold and call him?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that better because I don't want him to be like, oh, you're doing things without me. You
yeah,
know,
no, I don't want that either. I don't want that either. Me and my lady have that conversation all the time. I come home and there's Amazon boxes. Like, that's one of the worst things I ever taught her how to do, was to hop on the computer and order stuff for our kids, because I just was being lazy and got tired of answering all the requests. And now I come home and there's just boxes and boxes and boxes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. I wanted the new wallet. I'm like, baby. But yeah, give him a call. I'll hold. You know, I got some emails I got to send out here, and at least that way I can catch a breather. I don't have to worry about them sending me another call.
Okay. Let me call him real quick. Hopefully he's not busy. But hold on. Hello. Hello.
Hello, I'm still with you.
Okay, so I just hang up with George, my husband, and
okay,
he's gonna, we don't want to use our exclusive thing. With this experience with Angeli, he doesn't want to do no transaction with the business account. He's gonna use his personal account. And he got the car with him, so he's coming home. He should be home, I don't know, probably 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
And so he told me to tell you if there's any way we can, I don't have access to his personal account, obviously.
Right.
But he's waiting to do this. I explained a little bit to him. He's very excited, very happy, very positive.
Okay.
But what can we do until he comes home? Is there any way tell me.
I'm trying to think. I can't put a spot on a hold, but maybe let me see if I could try to request a suspension or a temporary hold. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I could get it on hold for a bit. You said he's 15 minutes away?
He said he should be here. Because they work in here, near, Framingham. They're not that far from home. Mm-hmm. So they're already putting all the equipment, his ladders and stuff anyway. But he'll be here. He'll be here in 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, because my reps actually do get out of here in about 15 minutes. Basically at the top of the hour.
Okay.
And not going to lie to you, I will be heading home. And about that time too.
Wow.
Yeah. We're right at the end of our day here, actually. But I know that that's good because, if it's still available, I just don't want to run the risk of them reopening the spot in the morning and then starting on the phone numbers after yours. You know what I mean? You guys are on a list. And so list, while I'm on the phone with you, it has you guys are still a potential prospect, but it's once I hang up, they might just start where we left off tomorrow morning. I want them to call you back first, not start on the other company to bypass you as if it was a no.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm trying to just see. I could try back in 15 minutes before I get out of here. You want to try to do that?
Sure, yeah.
Hopefully
he's here by the time, and then we can get
this
going.
Or even in the meantime, too, you could always have him send the information over to you. And then what I could do is I'll send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement via email. We do that anyway. And that way you guys can still write it off, even though it's on a personal card, because marketing on Google is considered a business expense. You guys write it off at the end of the year, and they give it back to you in taxes anyway. So that's also an option, too. If you wanted to grab the information from them, and then we could secure it when I circle back with you at 4, that way we're not missing the window of opportunity there.
Okay. Sounds good.
You want
to
do that?
Sure.
Okay, so that's 4:00 Pacific Standard Time, by the way. We're California based, so that's 7.
I know it is.
7, okay.
It's Massachusetts, but when I look at the company information
Google
and stuff,
slash,
I know
yeah.
it is. Yeah.
Yeah, we're right next to Google. Google's out here in California. They have 3 headquarters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Only 3 headquarters in the world. They're all 3 here in California, so we have to be within choking distance of Google. But I'll circle back with you, though, here in about 12, 13 minutes, and hopefully we can get things rolling.
Okay. All right.
All right, Janet. It was a pleasure speaking with you, by the way. I love this conversation.
Me too.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.